1753, young George Washington came to the Ohio. A year past 20, he had more than plenty of old gear up and go. He didn't seem to mind the Indians or the ice and snow, as he just came a-lookin' and a-ridin' and a-walkin' to the forks of the Ohio.
He just came a-lookin' and a-ridin' and a-walkin' to the forks of the Ohio. Now Lord Dinwiddie, the royal governor of Virginia, said, George, you'd better go west a month or so, see what the Frenchmen say. Just tell them that the king don't want them and they had better go. So George came a-looking and a-riding and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio. So George came a-looking and a-riding and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio.
Queen Aliquippa was the Indian skipper of a tribe down Logstown way. And George thought it better win this lady Indian and without delay. So he took her a coat and a jug of whiskey and stayed a day or so. Then he came back a-looking and a-writing and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio.
Then he came back a-looking and a-writing and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio. A trapper whose name was Christopher, just the history say, who looked mighty dapper in a coonskin capper and a buckskin negligee. George said, Christopher, let's get traveling, here's where we'll go. So they both went a-looking and a-riding and a-walking from the forks of the Ohio. So they both went a-looking and a-riding and a-walking from the forks of the Ohio. Then George and Christopher kept on traveling clear to Fort LeBeuf. George said, we'll state him an ultimatum, but the Frenchman called his bluff. When George said, gentlemen, vite tout suite, le commandant said no. So they came back a-looking and a-riding and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio. So they came back a-looking and a-riding and a-walking to the forks of the Ohio.
They came back down to the wide Allegheny and built themselves a raft. But Christopher didn't get the gist of her, 'cause he thought the fore was aft. So George fell smack into the water while the wintry winds did blow. And George came a-swimming and a-sneezing and a-coughing to the forks of the Ohio.
And George came a-swimming and a-sneezing and a-coughing to the forks of the Ohio. Now if you go a-ridin' or a-walkin' on a Sunday afternoon,
a stroll by the river is good for the liver, and you might try this tune.
On the very same spot where George came a-travelin' many years ago, as George came a-lookin' and a-ridin' and a-walkin' to the forks of the Ohio. As George came a-lookin' and a-ridin' and a-walkin' to the forks of the Ohio.
As George came a-looking
and a-riding
and a-walking
to the forks of the Ohio.